Blenda?
What's that?
It's like be a good female name, Blenda.
Drew, when you were Blenda, that'd be that's a terrible name. Kind of like be, get called Blenda.
Should name a goat Blenda.
Okay.
Blenda the goat.
Would you like to buy a goat for me and then name it Blenda?
I don't know why. I just keep it at the farm. Blenda, that's a funny name. It makes me laugh.
Blenda.
Blenda.
Drew, when you were standing by the window, you like blended into it because of the color of your shirt.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of shadowy over there.
Uh-huh.
It's like you were invisible. I couldn't even see you.
Oh, my.
You blended.
I asked, I asked John, I was like, where did Drew go? And you were right in front of me.
I was standing right in front of
you. He was there the whole time. And he was there the whole time.
He was always there.
He was always there the whole time.
We've never
been there. Well, your shirt is like the color of a stormy sky.
It's green. My shirt's green.
That's like a bluish sage color. Oh, no, we're getting caught into the colors.
There's nothing blue about this, I'll tell you that much. Sage, yes, I would agree.
From here, right? No, it's definitely not just straight up sage.
I've given up on taking John's word for color. I think I'm convinced there's something weird with John's eyes and the way he perceives color.
That's not true at all.
You wouldn't know if it was true.
You might have a variation of color blindness. There's like...
I don't think so.
There's like super, super slight degrees of color blindness.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure. Do you see a little blue in a shirt?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so do I.
There's no blue in
this. Maybe we're both colorblind.
Maybe we both are then, because I see...
It's green.
Yeah, I see some blue.
There's nothing in this shirt but green.
I see blue in that shirt.
Is this what a Drew absolutism?
No.
It feels that way, doesn't it?
Like a silly absolutism?
I'm looking at my shirt and I only see green. So if you're going to call that a silly absolutism, then I suppose it is, but I'm just being honest.
You only see green?
Yeah. It's a green shirt.
It might.
You're not. There's blue in it. I can see. I see blue.
Where?
It's all over it. It's got a
okay.
It's a blue.
John, will you take a picture and then send it to me? Maybe you're seeing it from a different like the lighting than when I'm from. Or no, I mean you see the same thing I do.
Yeah, I do. I see the same thing you do.
Drew,
yeah.
Take a selfie and send it to me. I need to see this color like from a different angle and different light.
What you need to do is put like the green of his Mountain Dew next to his shirt, and then put something blue next to his shirt, and
okay,
you can see.
Yeah.
See, watch.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Look at the. Like, or your water bottle, John. Okay,
that's blue.
No, that looks more like that blue than it does to that green.
Yeah.
On, like, the spectrum. I'm going to find a color that is... It's super close to that blue.
What is that?
It's a blue. It's a trophy with blue on it. Yeah. It's super close to that color.
I love our arbitrary arguments.
Bluish green. Color.
Ghislaine Maxwell transferred to New York City jail to await death.
Mm-hmm. To await suicide.
Let's see. I believe that your
children are our future.
Sure. Yes. I'm trying to find.
I believe children are future. Peace and well, let them lead the way. She's getting into it. She's belting it out. What are everybody's big plans on this Tuesday?
I don't even know if I can really focus on anything other than this color right now.
Really? I'm already kind of over it.
I don't care anymore.
I'm kind of over it.
I'm looking at a color palette.
Aww. Siri's posting pictures of her baby.
I saw that.
They're so cute.
She had a child.
Ah! I just want to eat it.
What?
Such a weird thing, but people do that. It's like it's true. I just want to nibble on its ears. Just want to consume part of the baby.
Maybe it's like our modern day brains rationalize it as like, oh, it's just like a funny, cute thing. It just means it's cute. But maybe there's actually like a caveman part of our brain that just wants to eat babies.
Eat the baby.
Babies taste good. They're so soft.
Sam, when you eventually have children, do not eat them.
Oh, fine.
Not all of them, anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, keep a couple.
At least have some backups?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good idea.
That baby is adorable.
I know. Your friend, with the weird last name?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Dustin and Kayla.
Oh, Greg.
Graga.
I actually never know exactly how to pronounce it. And yeah. I think they might listen to the post show. So.
If they do, then tell us how to pronounce your last name, because yes. I've never been sure.
Please tell us. I'm pretty sure I've heard them say Greggy.
Sam should know because she's like actually your friend. But, you know, whatever. That's just... I legitimately,
I
you
think
know.
It's Greggy.
Greggy.
I think so.
You don't know.
I hope I'm not wrong. Yeah, I really don't
I'm pretty
know.
Sure you are.
Yeah.
Like, if I had to bet, I would bet you're wrong. What?
Okay, Mr. Blue Shirt.
And
that's
color,
it. You go in.
Blind.
You go in on
I would
that blue
bet
shirt.
That you're wrong and colorblind.
I am not wrong or colorblind. Your anyway. Shirt is a mountain meadow color. That's the color of your shirt.
Yeah,
mountain
and meadow. How many blue meadows are there?
Oh, dang.
Yeah, seriously. Blue moss.
Okay, it meant Caribbean green. It's Caribbean green.
Okay.
How many Caribbeans anyway, have you seen that are green?
Your friends posted pictures of their babies, and I wanted to eat them. They have a very cute baby.
Eat the babies.
Their baby.
Very cute baby.
Yeah, their baby is
and
very
cute. And they take insanely, ridiculously cute pictures, like offensively cute.
I know.
Like I look at their pictures and I just get mad.
You're
Why
so
do you make
offended.
Me feel all of these things? Stop. Post ugly pictures of your baby, please.
You see the ones of it in a tub?
Full
with
of
like...
cookies? As if I didn't want to eat that baby enough? Now you're surrounding it with cookies?
They put a baby,
two of my
they
favorite
put a baby
things.
In the tubs with in a tub with cookies.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the most offensively cute thing I've ever seen in my life.
With cookies.
I know. It's
I'll
amazing.
Send it to you. These babies.
It's
so
cute.
It's so cute.
It's so cute.
And they also put it in there with like some oranges and grapefruits.
I need
it's
a,
so cute.
I need to rent a baby.
You need to rent a baby.
I want to spend time
Post
with babies, but I don't want to have any kids.
I want to spend time with a baby.
I want to spend time with babies. Babies are awesome, but I don't want to have any more kids. I don't want to be financially responsible for a baby. I just want to be around one. So I'd love them.
I didn't realize you were such a baby lover.
They're the best.
Aw.
They're so great. They're so cute. You put their toes in your mouth. I mean,
wow,
again.
You really do want to eat the babies.
Well, it's not my fault they taste good.
Yeah, it's kind of cute.
There's got to be like
that's kind of cute,
John. That is offensively cute.
Oh, geez. That was actually a good throw.
This is offensively cute. You can't tell me that it's not.
I have. It's cute. I don't. I have a thing when I. The only babies that I care about are my own. I don't care about other people's babies. Like, it's cute. Yeah.
It's offensively cute.
I mean, be offended. I don't know what the.
It's amazingly cute.
What are they?
Look at its little headband.
It wells up all sorts of feelings.
Why do they have them in milk?
It's a milk bath, John. Because it's a cute baby, and that's what you do.
Do you?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I suck.
Have you never been on Pinterest?
No, I have a page. I have a page on Pinterest.
I set up a Pinterest.
Yes.
The other day,
I have interest in Pinterest.
Are you looking for some home inspiration?
That was part of the reason because I know that they have whole sections on that. But no, I went looking for. I actually was Googling a recipe, and the Google took me to Pinterest.
Oh yeah.
As one of the results, and yes. I was like, oh okay, you know what, fine. So I started setting up a Pinterest, and now because of my initial reason for signing up and going to Pinterest and doing all that. Was this recipe. Now I get emails from Pinterest that are all sausage related. And it's so weird to get like these spam emails that are be like, you know, new sausage recipes. Like weird. I'm not that into it. But that was the recipe I was looking for that took me to Pinterest. I was trying to find a specific sausage recipe.
Pinterest.
Now Pinterest thinks I'm just like the sausage king of Eden Prairie.
Pinterest is like it's like that person that like really 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 wants to go on a date with you and like only knows about one of your interests
right,
and is
yeah.
just like all about that
just
interest.
Floods it. He
yeah,
floods you with
floods
it.
Floods you
like,
with it.
Yeah. I heard you like sausage.
Here's 6 dozen recipes.
You more of an andouille guy or hot Italian? Hot Italian.
That's so funny.
I was looking for. There was a Hmong sausage recipe that I tried like a year or so ago through the beer cast, and I want to make it because it was so freaking good, but I'm having difficulty finding the recipe.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
What?
Nothing. Can you pause it real quick?
Liar.
Yes, I can. I am going to pause the post show right now. I have unpaused.
We should do promos.
Yeah, blue green. Yeah. Yeah, blue green.
What?
Why did you open that up for? Yeah, blue green.
What?
Drew tweeted it. This picture.
Oh, what? You what?
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me to take a selfie, so
yeah,
I tweeted it.
And
I mean,
it to me.
Well, it's on Twitter. Do you not get notifications when I tweet anymore, Sam?
I do get notifications.
Liar.
Except it like lumps. Oh my gosh. It like lumps them together. I like don't always get them as push notifications. I do sometimes, but sometimes I don't. And it like lumps them together at the top of my notifications here. And I'm like, what good is that?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
What good is that?
I don't think that there's an answer.
From that angle, it looks greenish.
You know why? Because it's green.
Blue green.
No, it's just green.
I want to do promos now. What have I done? What has happened? Oh, I'm going to get through this. Maybe not. I did.
Maybe not.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay, I did. We're fine now. Drew, my chair over here is breaking.
It's breaking.
You should request a new one.
It is breaking.
La 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 la. Ba 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 ba.
All right.
Okay. What's so funny?
Your tweet.
Tee-hee.
Oh, I can't get away from all of this garbage. Everything I open, something woke is staring me in the face.
That's why I want to fight about his blue-green shirt.
But it's just green.
Else to focus on.
But it's just green.
Blue-green.
It's not blue-green.
Blue-green!
Look, I used to work in an art shop. Okay? So I've got a degree of expertise in the field of color.
Yeah, Sam, he's told me the story before. What he's not detailing you is that they called him colorblind Drew.
They did not.
He's the colorblind one, and he's gaslighting us.
Oh, there's a lot of words here, Drew. I know. I'm going
to
go blue. I'm going all in.
Bleh.
I'm going to go in. I'm going to go all in.
Okay.
I'm going to dive into this.
Are you sure you're not going to go green?
Is it new? No, that's definitely blue.
I get it. It's a callback to what we're doing right now.
This is green. Yeah, well, that's definitely green.
It's very close to my shirt.
It's not.
It's very similar.
Your Mountain Dew bottle is like the furthest thing. It's a terrible example. You can find so many better examples of greenish things that are not that.
Like the mold on your toes?
Your toes wouldn't mold. You would just get a fungus.
Oh, is that what you have?
No, I don't have a fungus.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was mold.
I don't have a fungus.
Okay. I know. That's a medical condition. We won't make fun of it. It's
mold
fine.
Mold or fungus?
Is a fungus a mold?
No, fungus is a category, you silly person.
Is that what's on your toes?
I don't have anything on my toes. Except for mosquito bites.
You have mosquito bites on your toes?
Yes, they're so painful.
That's probably where the mold came from.
No.
Why are they going after your toes?
I don't know.
Maybe you should wear some socks and shoes.
I have like three on my toes. No, I was wearing sandals.
Again, maybe socks. You should wear some socks and shoes.
It's summertime, John. I'm not a middle-aged dad. I don't wear socks and sandals.
No, you could wear socks and shoes like a girl.
Sorry, I don't wear socks and shoes at the beach.
Oh, okay. Well, you hadn't offered up that detail.
Yeah, you're complaining about your fungal mosquito
I don't
toes.
Have fungus!
Spray them down with stuff repellent.
Your moldy bitten up toes.
Spray
them
down.
Not moldy.
With...
I don't have moldy toes.
Cheesy toes.
Do they smell
They're
like cheese?
Cheesy.
You have toe cheese.
I don't have toe cheese. Look, I have my feet are fine. Look at them.
Oh, gross.
Toe cheese. Delectable toe cheese for mosquitoes.
You should get that looked at.
There's nothing wrong with my toes.
Try some gold. Try some Gold Bond.
Yeah, Gold Bond here works great.
Golden Seal.
And a Golden Seal too.
What is Golden Seal?
Something that I've never used. That's not true. I actually did once.
It's also green.
Like, not like your shirt.
Just like my shirt.
All right, let's do promos.
Drew, what color is my shirt?
Which one?
This is a cardigan, first of all. This one, the actual shirt.
Maroon?
That's what you think.
What do you think?
Maroon.
Ah, see?
It's all a matter of perspective. I'm ready for the promo.
We would never have known that.
I've been ready. I just had to scream about my toes. Are you ready? Mm-hmm.
John's doing blue.
You mean green. Coming up on the Wednesday edition of Justice and Drew.
Family privilege is a new buzzword making the rounds. We'll tell you about some fringe efforts to dismantle the nuclear family and why they won't be fringe for much longer.
Plus, how the COVID pandemic has impacted your weather forecast.
Justice and Drew, live and local, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk.
That was 10,000 miles long.
It was not. Just one line was long. Everything else was short. It's called compensation.
That's
why my car's
for?
Red.
Compensation.
What are you compensating for?
The length of the line in the promo. Thought that was obvious.
Rush and bar.
Was the time on that okay?
Yeah, it was. It was 16.9.
Okay.
Ready? Mm-hmm. You're listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Wednesday morning on Justice and Drew, we'll tell you about the latest social justice buzzword, family privilege, and what they want to do about it.
Listen live, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk.
That's the problem. All this fringe garbage. You get bit by mosquitoes, too. All this fringe garbage. Because I was trying to find that article yesterday, the specific one that you sent during the prep. And there's been a bunch of articles written about family privilege, but it's just now they're all getting traction. Mm-hmm. You know, they never got any traction before. They were left to the fringes and just idiots online. And now they're all getting like, oh, I don't want to get married, but I want all the benefits. There's a reason for that, you idiots. Cha.
Hannity.
Looking forward to it.
You're listening to Sean Hannity.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You didn't sound like you normally do it. You normally don't. Anyway, sorry. That was weird. It sounded weird.
I'm sorry. I don't know how I sounded.
It sounded green.
You're listening to Sean Hannity.
Yeah, it sounded like that.
It did not sound like that.
It did.
Sounded a little bit like that.
It did sound a little bit like that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I didn't think you were really starting.
You're listening to Sean Hannity.
Wednesday morning on Justice and Drew, we'll tell you about the latest social justice buzzword, family privilege, and what they want to do about it.
Listen live, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk.
Sorry, I didn't meet your expectations.
It's the cutest thing in the world.
It's okay.
Ah, it's a baby!
Are you looking at that picture?
Ah!
Or the pictures?
Yes, I'm looking at the text you sent.
Oh my gosh, that baby's so cute. That grass can't be real, right? It's too perfect.
I don't know. I don't care.
It's my backyard.
Is your grass that perfect?
I have parts of it that look that good.
Really? How?
Just parts.
How?
I'm quite the green thumb. Unlike Drew's blue shirt.
Not a blue thumb. Ready?
Yep.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
Wednesday morning on Justice and Drew, we'll tell you about the latest social justice buzzword, family privilege, and what they want to do about it.
Listen live, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk.
Woo!
Woof. Huh. It's raining against the window.
It's what?
I can't stand the rain against my window.
Box sex.
I was thinking more Love a Rainy Night. But
yeah. Ready? You're listening to Buck Sexton.
Wednesday morning on Justice and Drew, we'll tell you about the latest social justice buzzword, family privilege, and what they want to do about it.
Listen live, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk.
Boom.
Good one.
Boom.
Boom. Ba-ba-boom.
Boom, boom goes the boominite.
The boominite. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I feel that this post show has run its course.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.